بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
والسابقون السابقون.
And those foremost in Islamic faith will be foremost in paradise.
أولئك المقربون.
These will be the nearest to Allah.
في جنات النعيم.
In the gardens of delight.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Darul Salam presents its audio division featuring the golden series of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, including Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Umar ibn al-Khattab, Uthman ibn Affan, Ali ibn Abi Talib, Khalid ibn al-Walid, Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah, Talha ibn Ubaidillah, Bilal ibn Rabah, and others, radiyallahu anhum ajma'een. We are also pleased to present the Qur'an and its interpreted meanings in English, Riyadh al-Salihin, and much more, all on audio cassettes and CDs.
And now,
Uthman ibn Affan.
Introduction. Caliph.
وما محمد إلا رسول قد خلت من قبله الرسل.
Muhammad is no more than a messenger. And indeed, many messengers have passed away before him.
أَفَإِن مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلَ انقَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ.
If he dies or is killed, will you then turn back on your heels?
وَمَن يَنْقَلِبْ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ فَلَن يَضُرَّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا.
And he who turns back on his heels, not the least harm will he do to Allah.
وَسَيَجْزِي اللَّهُ الشَّاكِرِينَ.
And Allah will give reward to those who are grateful.
Immediately after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed away, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam selected a ruler of the Islamic state.
The Prophet is dead?
Who's going to be the caliph?
I heard a man from the Ansar.
The Ansar are going to be.
Are we going to have a king now?
No. It's going to be a caliph. And I think it's going to be Abu Bakr
Siddiq. Who's
going to
take over after the Prophet?
The said ruler was named as caliph, meaning successor of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The first caliph of Islam was our hero Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. However, before he passed away, and after consulting with the senior companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu selected Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu as caliph. In the beginning of his rule, the Muslims called him as the caliph of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. However, such a designation proved awkward. Therefore, a man suggested calling him the Master of Believers. The following two caliphs, Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu anhu and Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu, were given the same title. Emigrants. The emigrants, or muhajirun, were the Muslims who believed in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam during the period of call to Islam in Mecca and who left this city to live in Al-Madinah, where they built their new state. The period of immigration continued up to the time of the conquest of Mecca. Immigration to Al-Madinah was not only considered a way to escape the oppression of disbelievers, but also an act that intimates solidarity with the new nation.
لا يستوي منكم من أنفق من قبل الفتح وقاتل.
Not equal among you are those who spent and fought before the conquering of Mecca.
أولئك أعظم درجة من الذين أنفقوا من بعد وقاتلوا.
Such are higher in degree than those who spent and fought afterwards.
وَكُلًّا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى.
But to all Allah has promised the best reward.
وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ.
And Allah is all aware of what you do.
Therefore, the Muslims who immigrated before the conquest of Mecca were considered by Allah as better than those who immigrated after that event. It was an order from Allah to all believers to gather together in the city of Al-Madinah. These people were praised by Allah for their dedication and sacrifices for the cause of Islam.
والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه.
And the foremost to embrace Islam of those who migrated, and the Ansar, and also those who followed them exactly in faith. Allah is well pleased with them as they are well pleased with Him.
وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي تَحْتَهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا.
He has prepared for them gardens under which rivers flow, to dwell therein forever.
ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ.
That is the supreme success.
Supporters. The Ansar, or supporters, were the Muslim inhabitants of Al-Madinah who offered all they could to help the emigrants resume their life in the new abode.
ما كان لأهل المدينة ومن حولهم من الأعراب أن يتخلفوا عن رسول الله ولا يرغبوا بأنفسهم عن نفسه.
It was not becoming of the people of Al-Madinah and the Bedouins of the neighborhood to remain behind Allah's messenger when fighting in Allah's cause. And it was not becoming of them to prefer their own lives to his.
ذلك بأنهم لا يصيبهم ظمأ ولا نصب ولا مخمصة في سبيل الله ولا يطؤون موطئا يغيظ الكفار ولا ينالون من عدو نيلا إلا كتب لهم به عمل صالح.
That is because they suffer neither thirst, nor fatigue, nor hunger in the cause of Allah, nor they take any step to raise the anger of disbelievers, nor inflict any injury upon an enemy, but is written to their credit as a deed of righteousness.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ.
Surely, Allah wastes not the reward of the good doers.
These supporters gave their brother immigrants financial resources, houses, and most important of all, protection against their oppressors. The supporters were praised by Allah for the help they provided to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the immigrants.
Badr Battle.
Badr was a place near to Al-Madinah. The first battle between the Muslims and the disbelievers took place there. The Muslims were not permitted by Allah to fight the pagans in Mecca, because had they fought them, it would have been a disaster for them, especially if they killed any one of the pagans. The principle of revenge would have rendered the Muslims a victim for the stronger pagans and would have changed their direction. However, after emigrating to Al-Madinah, the Muslims had now a state to defend. Hence, they were ordered by Allah to fight the disbelievers.
أذن للذين يقاتلون بأنهم ظلموا.
Permission to fight against the disbelievers is given to those believers who are fought against because they have been wronged.
وإن الله على نصرهم لقدير.
And surely Allah is able to give them victory.
Allahu Akbar! Disbelievers are running away from the wells of weather! Allahu Akbar!
After them! After them!
The battle ended in a great victory for the Muslims, although they were one-third the number of the pagans with less arms and horses. Uhud Battle. Uhud is a mountain north of Al-Madinah. The Muslims met the pagans there, and a fierce battle took place. The archers whom the Prophet ﷺ positioned on a small mount behind the Muslim army to protect them against attacks of pagans from behind left their positions when they saw the pagan army giving their backs to the Muslims.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said for all of you archers to remain here on this mountain and do not leave this mountain no matter how the battle goes.
Look, brother archers, the pagans are running away from the battlefield. Let's hurry to go get us your booty.
No! The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said we stay here, so we stay here.
Oh, Abdullah, that was during the battle. Look for yourself. The pagans are running away from the battlefield. Hurry!
Let's go. Yeah, I want to get my share too.
Yeah, let's go, man.
They wanted to collect war booty against the instructions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who had already ordered them to stick to their positions. The Muslims received a huge loss, and many of the Prophet's companions were killed, including Hamza radiallahu anhu, the Prophet's uncle, and Mus'ab ibn Umayyah radiallahu anhu, the first ambassador of Islam to Al-Madinah before immigration. Ditch Battle.
Faster, horse! Faster! We have to get to Medina.
Oh, messenger of Allah! A rider is heading this way! Like one of our allies from Bani Khuza'a. Give him room.
Oh, sweat
out. Oh, people. Oh, people of Medina.
Wait. He's talking.
What is he saying?
He says that a large army is heading this way from Mecca. He said they're going to be here in a week.
Did you hear what they just said? He said they'll be here in a week.
The rider said they'll be here in a week.
What are we going to do?
What are we going to do?
Messenger of Allah, in Persia, when we feared an attack of horsemen, we would...
Oh,
The ditch was dug around the weak points of Al-Medina to protect the city against the Confederates. Salman al-Farisi, radiallahu anhu, advised the Muslims to dig the ditch when they were attacked by 10,000 pagans who aimed at destroying the city and the message of Islam. The battle is also called the Confederates' invasion, because many allies from all over Arabia gathered to attack Al-Medina and undermine the message of Islam.
The pagans surrounded Al-Medina for a period of about 1 month. They were supported by the Jews, in spite of the fact that the latter had already made agreements of mutual support with the Muslims.
Cab! You open this door! Cab!
Let me in!
Confound you, Hulain! You know that we have an agreement with Muhammad, and I will not break what's between me and him.
What a cheap Jew you are, Cab! What a cheap Jew you are!
I know you're not letting me in because you don't want to share your food.
Ah! Come in!
Let me see the agreement that is between you and Muhammad.
Here, take a look.
This doesn't look like much of a contract to me. It looks like ripped up pieces of paper.
What a clever Jew you are, Huye. You ripped up the contract, Huye. Not me. Now we have no agreement with Muhammad. No agreement with Muhammad.
A high wind blew through their tents and forced them to leave with humility. Mecca conquest. After the defeat of the Confederates, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told his companions that he wished to perform Umrah in Mecca.
O people of Medina, O Muslims, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has ordered all those who can to come to perform the Umrah, the lesser pilgrimage with him. We will bring our sacrificial animals and we will only bring our weapons for hunting.
He instructed them that they would march barely armed. When they arrived at a place called Al-Hudaybiyah, the pagans got news of the expedition.
How can we even consider letting Muhammad into Mecca? He makes us look stupid for not defeating him in Medina. If we let him in,
no!
That would make more people join his religion.
No! No, we will never let him in!
They denied the Muslims the right to perform Umrah. Negotiations between both parties ended with a truce agreement under which both parties would stop fighting each other for a period of 10 years. However, the pagans did not respect the terms of the agreement.
Kill them all! Get every one of them! Don't let the Muslims get away!
Ah! Oh, we're being attacked! Ah!
No! Don't let anyone get away!
Some pagans raided a Muslim tribe and killed 40 men. By this time, the Muslims had become strong enough to take the position of attack rather than defense.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gathered an army of 10,000 soldiers and marched to Mecca.
The Muslims did not meet any resistance and conquered the city peacefully.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
All idols were removed from around the Kaaba and other places, and Islam started a new stage of struggle to raise the word of Allah high.
Allah!
The Son of the Merchant. Background. Uthman was born to a rich family. His father was a well-known merchant. His trade went as far as Damascus and many other parts of the Arabian Peninsula. His wealthy father provided him with everything to help him lead an easy and happy life. Uthman was brought up the way other children born to high-class families were raised. He enjoyed all the things that people from high-class backgrounds enjoyed. Uthman, however, had a personality that could see beyond the riches of this short life. He had good morals. Some of his special characteristics were that he was a very bashful, truthful, and generous person. Uthman was still young when his father passed away during a journey to Damascus. This left him in charge of his father's business that he ran very efficiently. The money left to him by his father grew to many folds under his management. Like father, like son. Like his father, Uthman became a well-known trader. However, unlike any other merchant, Uthman spent most of his profits on feeding the poor and the needy. It was because of this characteristic that the people respected him and loved him very much. He would also give his wealth away to the public welfare. He was doing his best to draw a smile on miserable faces. No one other than Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu could excel Uthman in respect of charity and love for the poor and the needy. On many occasions, he spent the major part of his money to equip an army or to provide a facility for the Muslims. The light of Islam. Uthman was most of the time traveling either to Damascus or Yemen. During his long journeys, he was dealing with people from different nations.
Uthman, good to see you. Yes, come in. What do you have for me? You have something new?
Uthman. Happy to see you. Come in. What you have? Oh, very nice. Oh, you have dirham?
He heard many things different from his beliefs and established doctrines. Christians and Jews, known those days to be the people of the book, changed many ideas he had about idols and the life of Arabs.